Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. We're here at the greatest stadium ever built. It's amazing. You could have a billion-dollar TV set, but they got one right behind me. But it's appropriate for our new billion-dollar man, Leonardo Leon of the Leon Group. And he's working with so many people to expand their self-image. Welcome to the Playbook, Leonardo.
Thank you, David. First of all, it's a big honor and it's a real dream being here in front of this audience and with this huge background here. And I guess our conversation today is going to be great for everyone. It's going to be more than a hard selling speech. It's going to be a motivational and educational conversation.
And that's what we look to inspire through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability. But I want to start because as I read through the extraordinary capabilities that you have and the amount of people that you're helping, I started with this idea of self-image. And you help people to expand their self-image. I always say people don't realize, but the meaning that you give your mistakes, setbacks, failures, defining moments, historical relevances, successes of your past really determine. That meaning determines your self-image, and you never will overachieve your own self-image. How many people that you deal with have limited self-image that they don't understand the capability you have and they have to expand to the world stage?
Exactly, David. I didn't come from money. As I told you, I'm Brazilian originally. And
sorry about the soccer.
Oh man. I've been to New Jersey and I saw Holland doing bad things with it. So, and I did, as I told you, I didn't come from money. And my family, in my home, the main rule was looking for stability. And the big thing and the big reason for this conversation is the mindset shift. Do you know? Many people, they keep attached to the way they were educated. In my life, my family was telling me all the time, hey, you must look for stability. I studied in the best Brazilian schools. And my father was telling me all the time, hey, you live in an unstable country, so you must look for a good salary. Stay stable for the rest of your life. And when I was 15, I entered the Brazilian Navy school and I kept there for 6 years. And when I was missing 1 year to be a Navy officer, graduate, and I took my way out and I joined, I don't think you guys know, Petrobras, one of the biggest oil companies in the world. I stayed there for 15 years and I had the same feeling. I was being limited that time and I took my way out again and came to the USA as a student with nothing. So I took many disruptive actions in my life. And my job today is to inspire people to take disruptive actions in their lives. And I always do an analogy between our home country, the country where we were born, and our parents. I can see many people being limited to their home countries because they see their home countries as their parents. So I'm safe here. I know the rules. And since they do this, they cannot see the opportunities going around. I always tell this, borders are political, opportunities are global, they are economic. So wealth doesn't depend on borders. So the thing is, I work with people telling them that they must use the borders as a strategic asset, not as a limitation for their lives.
So smart. One of the things you said, which really sparked to me a question I had never asked, do you think that you need to spend those 6 years in the Navy, 15 years working for an oil and gas company to get comfortable and confident enough to come to the U.S. with nothing. Because I know some people, as they say in Spanish, have, you know, huge cojones, and they just fucking don't listen to their parents and just go to U.S. with nothing. And, you know, being older and looking back, you know, someone who went to law school and hedged my bet and got into technology, but took the bar, hedged my bet. There was always this time. I didn't have the huge cojones of saying, even though in my heart I knew I could do this on my own, do you think it's important to spend those years so that you are comfortable and confident, unless you're an outlier that someone just, you know, they just know and go?
Exactly. I guess the education, preparation is always important. But we have a big theory in global mobility, which is the flags theory.
Flags?
Flags theory.
Yeah.
Resuming, flags theory is the question is not where do I live? The question is which country fits better for each part of my life? People stay attached to their home countries, but they can do different. They can live in different countries. They can pay taxes in one country. They can have the lifestyle for another country. They can educate their kids in another country. For example, I always make a joke that the perfect structure is earning money here in the U.S., not paying taxes in the UAE, living in Europe, and spending money in Brazil, Bali, 5-1. people can have benefits from structuring them internationally. Since they do in the right way, and they need preparation, they need knowledge, and they need the correct advising to do this. But they must look to the opportunities worldwide.
What's so interesting is I deal with a lot of people who they look for what they call transition. I call it expansion. So what I do is have them take inventory and develop skills, knowledge, and desire, align it with what's doing well, what's stable, and you think is doing well. You similarly do the same thing globally. So you're taking, here's my capability, and you align taxes, jobs, careers, industries, technologies, quality of life.
Exactly.
Do you actually have a criteria list that, you know, with these companies, here's the things that this country provides, here's the things that this country provides, and do that type of alignment just literally quantitatively?
Yeah, we must have a holistic approach for this matter. This is one of the biggest mistakes the advisors make. They come to people and say, hey, I can do your visa. I can do your tax planning, international tax planning. I can do immigration and other stuff related to global mobility. But they must be done all together. A tax saving decision can jeopardize, for example, can jeopardize your immigration. My example, I returned my green card. I've been in the USA for 8 years, but I returned my green card because I decided to not to pay taxes in the UAE. So the green card rule, you must be...
What if ICE shows up? Are we okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. I got your back, bro.
One of the green card rules is to stay in the country for 183 days at least. And I can't afford this. And if I don't do this, I can do an immigration violation and not be allowed to come again to the U.S. So my first action was return my green card. Now I operate here under an E2 visa, which is an investor visa. I'm an Italian citizen as well, Brazilian Italian. I'm getting my Spanish passport.
Oh, now they've
I'm a Golden Visa holder.
I get you.
In the UAE.
Yeah, very sneaky there. I got it. I'm going to get one too.
I'm a Golden Visa holder in the UAE. So this is the thing. you guys must do, like I told you, in a holistic way. Otherwise, one decision can jeopardize other one. And you cannot do this looking to YouTube videos, Instagram advisors. Otherwise, you are going to have a solution for a little part of the whole thing. When clients look to me, hey, I want to go to the USA, work and live legally in the USA. And I always tell them, the first decision then, how can I afford living in the USA? Mm-hmm. How am I gonna earn money, make money in the USA? This is the main decision. The visa, the other things are smaller than this. People usually, they start by the end.
Right. They're worried about the visa.
Yeah, they get the visa. I have many, many people coming to the USA getting the green card, and the green card comes to another plastic inside their wallets.
Yeah.
They cannot even speak the language. They cannot even come to a place like this, have new relationships, build new relationships. So the right way to do is to look for the right people, the people who do the things in the right way.
One of the other things that's changed over the years, and I've been an international traveler since I was 25, is technology. I worked for Samsung in 99. I lived out of the Ritz-Carlton in Korea, and they had Skype. And it almost made it livable to be away from my family for 20 days at a time sometimes. And I look today because people say, oh, you travel 200 days. How do you do that when you have all these kids? I'm like, well, first of all, travel is much easier and I'm a great traveler. But more importantly, technology maintains these relationships and give you much more confidence, because I think family is the biggest limitation when it comes to the globalization of our own personal being and economy. I think that people aren't comfortable. They misinterpret or don't understand how you can still have valuable family relationships with FaceTime and travel and, you know, better relationships at times than being from a 9-to-5 job and everybody in these routines. You have more valuable relationships. So, number one, do you feel family is the number one limitation that people give to this idea of a globalized existence? Mm-hmm. And then two, do you think my philosophy of utilizing technology and travel is equal in a valuable family relationship compared to working a 9-to-5, being at home every day with your spouse and kids?
David, people usually, they relate wealth with money. Just money. And today, wealth is freedom. If you relate wealth to freedom, and not freedom as we know, freedom to choose where you will educate your kids, as you told, where you are going to pay taxes, where you will live properly. You can decide to live in Italy, live in La Dolce Vita. So this is the big asset today. This is the big asset today. Freedom. Freedom. Global mobility is all about freedom. People usually struggle with this. They don't do the right decisions, and they struggle with this because they stay linked to their home countries. I always give an advice that is, take your kids abroad. I usually do this with my kids. I usually try to make them visualize differences, make them visualize different cultures. And this is, talking about the U.S., this is a thing that I've experienced here. My older daughter, she studied here in the U.S., and her geography classes were like 50 states,
yeah,
at most. And I was
the teacher probably got it wrong.
Exactly, and she stayed here with me for 8 years, and later she went to Europe to study there, And she was, hey, daddy, man, I didn't know the world was so big.
Mm.
So this is the thing that we must change inside our homes. As I told you, it's more educational thing. We must work this mindset in our kids from their early ages. I have a six-year-old son. He's Italian, he's American, he's Brazilian, and I always
makes a great cup of coffee.
Yeah. I tell him, hey, my man, my little man, you are not going to pass by my way. You're going to have a different destination than mine. This is the big legacy that I can leave for him. This is freedom. This is wealth. I'm not going to leave him millions inside the bank. I'm going to leave freedom for him.
Yeah, freedom, it's interesting to me, has always been doing what I want, when I want, with who I want, for as long as I want, now where I want. But there's an aspect to what you do that I think will contribute to global peace.
Mm-hmm.
As we become global citizens, being able to utilize the benefits of all the countries and travel to them and live in them and share our children and educate them in different places, there actually could be a possibility of world peace because we get to understand and know each other and feel accepted and communicate effectively. And, you know, it's so disheartening today that we still struggle with the same conflicts that when I was a kid, and obviously my grandfather was a kid, that these exact same conflicts exist for the exact same reason.
Exactly.
And I think what inspired me most beyond freedom when I looked at what you're doing for people was truly the mission of peace. How do you see the globalization of our children to contribute at least to a possibility that we could actually elevate our awareness and frequency to work together, collaborate, and live together in peace?
Yeah, there's a big misunderstanding about global immigration, about globalization. We still see many conflicts with the same reasons, the same basis that we had many years ago. And this is, in my opinion, the main reason for this is the lack of understanding of differences.
Yeah.
You know?
No appreciation.
Exactly. I'm educating my son, my little son, since his early ages to understand the differences. When we are at the UAE, I can show him is the way they dress themselves, the way they take care of their kids. And he's looking to the differences. And I see people saying, hey, the world is closing, the borders are being closed to immigrants. And this is not true. I can say the opposite. The world is more opened than ever for good immigrants. Do you know? And the big asset you can leave for your kids, is to make them attractive to the world. The immigration is changing. Some time ago, people, they were supposed to immigrate, to go to another country for living, for emergency.
Better life.
Hey, I'm not affording living in my country. I'm going to go to X country. But now the immigration is different. You must make yourself attractive to another country. So you must educate yourself. You must, and people, they misunderstand this. They struggle with the word skilled. Skilled immigration is not high educational degree immigration. You can be a skilled worker solving car problems, like a mechanic. I get many green cards for mechanics, for technical workers. And this is not the countries, we have a silent war today. The big countries in the world, they are challenging themselves for, they are looking for skilled workers. This is the way immigration is going to. The big asset, as I told you, the big thing is make the new generation understanding that the world is their home. They can go wherever they want, but they must go in the right way. And they must understand the differences. Otherwise, we are going to keep the same. As I've told you, we are, our generation didn't understand. They didn't. We didn't get better understanding the differences. So my work today is not only with this generation. I'm trying to leave a legacy for the next ones to be global citizens. And being global citizens is like you told, understanding the differences and making them attractive to new countries.
If you want our future generation to have freedom and even peace, then you need to find someone who sits in that situation that you want to be in. Our friend Leonardo Leon from the Leon Group can help facilitate to make easy that expansion into your capabilities, benefits of each and every country around the world. Thank you, my friend, for everything you're doing to contribute to that freedom and peace. Joining me on the
playbook. Thank you, David.
This is David Meltzer with Leonardo Leon here at SoFi Stadium.